Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Good way to start. You know, I mean, a good way to start. We've really moved on kind of to the next phase and to the next week and to the next challenge. But I really appreciated the players' energy and enthusiasm and excitement and obviously the execution.
You know, these guys, we want to win. It starts with the head coach, the intensity. That's what you want. That's what you want around the locker room. You want those guys, and it's easy for me to get excited, you know, playing with guys like that beside me.
That's about all I got to say about that.
Let's go!
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Happy Monday afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons from our Brighton studio, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, fresh off of Friday night's, well, Brady statue unveiling, as well as a Patriots opening performance that was... And I have to say it, Fitzy, because it is what it is. It was dominant.
Do it. Say it. Come on.
It was dominant.
Do
it. It was fun. It was exciting. It was energetic. It was
What'd
dominant.
What did you guys do with Andy? Who's this guy?
Well, we will put it into perspective shortly here on WEEI Afternoons. But the reality is when you win 48-18, the scoreboard tells you it's 48-18. When you return the opening kickoff for a touchdown, it is what it is. You have to accept it for fact. We will get into some of the things that were... less enjoyable from the game. Certainly there was a Drake May decision slash turnover that nobody needed or wanted to see on that Foxborough field. But the, what the hell's the word? Cerberus backfield? Is that what Rich Keefe?
Cerberus.
Cerberus. Cerberus, yes, backfield. Cerberus. That's what Rich Keefe would like to nickname the three-headed monster that is indeed going to be. I'm feeling better and better about my one positive proclamation of the summer, the 20.5 touchdowns for those three guys. That feels like if they stay healthy, I dare say that's going to be a lock that I hit the over on that prediction. They are the heart of the offense.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're already going with the Hellhound of Hades as the nickname for the three-headed backfield, which, by the way, I hate to say it, I'll own it. My bad, everybody. I feel like I jinxed one of my undrafted free agent preseason crushes, rookie running back Lan Larrison, now sent to IR. He broke his foot in the freaking game. And Andy, by the way, shout out to Lan Larrison. Scored his preseason touchdown, one of, I think, four backs to score, with a broken foot. But I feel like I jinxed him when he walked by us at the Dean College stage at Patriot Place, and I waved to him, and he nodded back and pointed like, yeah, I'm that guy. And then a couple hours later, wham, season over.
Yeah, I think it was just football. That's how football works, you know.
Well,
you
I was taking there. One for the team.
Yeah, but he'll go on IR, so your hopes of him being a contributive Rex Burkhead or whatever you want
Diet
him to be.
Diet Burkhead, I call.
He's going to be in the Patriots world for the next year plus. So that's a good thing. It was a fun night. We detailed it. As you mentioned, we were down there pregame 2-6, and we saw the buzz. We saw the jerseys. We saw the energy. And certainly your guy, Travion Henderson, did his best to kind of pull that from the pregame to the in-game by returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Looks like we're going to have more if that game and this preseason action is any indication, the new kickoff rules are with the added length of the touchback to the 35. Everybody's going to kick it short, and everybody's returning it, and everybody's trying to score. We're going to get some dynamic to the actual dynamic kickoff rules.
Oh, I think this is one of the better things the NFL has done in the last couple of years as far as like rule alterations and progressive efforts to like make the game more dynamic. I gotta say, salute to the kickers. Most of those kicks, like, we used to admire the way Steven Gostkowski was able to drop it at the 1 yard line, and we thought this is great because he's gonna make everyone return the ball as opposed to getting a touchback to the 20 or 25. Like, now these guys are dropping it at the 1 or the 2 with regularity, returns, more action. And I gotta tell you, I had no more than like 30 seconds prior finished hitting send on a video I made for WEEI's Instagram, talking to fans on their Brady statue reactions, Andy. And I was just holstering my phone, and all of a sudden the stadium just blew up. I had not heard that kind of din, that kind of explosive sound since, I want to say, maybe the home playoff game in January 2019 against the Chargers when Sony Michel just ran it in again and again. Like, that place popped off with that Travion Henderson touchdown. Maybe when Jonnu Smith scored against the Buccaneers on Brady night in 2021, but that place was electric. Travion Henderson, one play in, pop the cap off the stadium. It's a hell of a way to make a debut.
And that continues what we've been talking about throughout the offseason, the building buzz of this football team. Different but similar to what we talked about with the Red Sox throughout the winter and the spring. Now, they had sort of a reverse trajectory because the Bregman thing at the end, the late signing, really put them over the top, and some of their moves were bigger. And, you know, they might be closer to the playoffs and contending for a championship than the Patriots are. But we've talked about sort of the slow building burn of Mike Vrabel, free agency, the draft, OTO, training camp. There's 13,000 people out there. That's the good, Fitzy. That's the good. But I do need to put some of this in perspective for two reasons. First of all, you were kind of playing, I don't even know what it's called, like in high school tennis when they match up the different, the one versus the two instead of the one versus the one.
Your Commanders were the 1.5 Commanders at best.
It was really your ones versus their twos, your twos versus their threes, your threes versus their guys that will be working car washes, as Paul Perillo likes to say, in a couple weeks.
Oh, no.
A little bit. So your Efton Chisholm big plays late in the game. Yeah, he's not really playing NFL player. Anyway, so put that into perspective.
Hey, No Efton Chisholm slander on this program.
You can only play the talent that's in front of you. So I give them credit for taking advantage of the opportunities. And I've always said false confidence is better than no confidence, right? You played well. Is it false confidence? You didn't play one? I don't care. You played well. Use that as a stepping stone to play moving forward. You're going to have a tough week of joint practices with the Vikings and Brian Flores' defense and all that. So use it as a building block. And then there's the guy we're going to talk to in about 20 minutes. Drake May will be making his first appearance of the year on Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons around 2:30. I spoke with him down on the practice fields, fresh off a long autograph session where I think he signed literally every autograph that he could.
Good on him.
So that's great on him, and I love to see that. I heard Mike Vrabel talk about it this morning, the way they've intentionally engaged the fans and done things to reach out to the fan base. I love that. I think that's...
We predicted they would this year, right? Because it's all part of the service of winning them back and restoring the confidence and faith in Foxborough football.
It's also part of modern sports. Like the days of, oh, I'm better than that. If I just win games, I don't have to care about my fans. I can treat them poorly. There's too many options these days. You know, you've talked about the Savannah Bananas and just different options. Correct. So, yeah, you have to win, but you also have to treat your fans with some respect, and I think they're doing that down there. So we'll talk to Drake May at 2:30. 4:30, we will have our first Patriots Monday interview with Marcus Jones.
Was a
fun interview, not just because it was a guy I could look eye to eye with, but it was a really fun interview. He brought some energy to the chat. I'm looking forward to us talking to him every week. But
same.
You know, my one concern with Drake May has been, we all know the big picture concern is turnovers, but then the within that concern is the whole thing where it was no interceptions in training camp practices. He gets to the stadium, throws two picks. Oh, he has a really good practice against the Commanders, gets to the gotta-have-it two-minute drill, turns the ball over. He loses the in-stadium practice to Dobbs and the other team. And then even in this game, I think he had a nice game, but what did he do on the first drive? Turnover. Bad
and four
decision.
Interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Oh, do we dismiss fumbles too, Pete Schrager? We probably should check in on that. Do we dismiss all turnovers, or do fumbles actually count with Pete Schrager? Because
I think it's just general turnovers.
Yeah, okay. So we dismiss them, because that was my one sort of negative from the game, is that was a really horrific decision slash result there that led in that fumble. I thought what he was going to do, honestly, early, when I first saw it, I thought he was going to do the athletic, I'm going to throw it away left-handed, I'm starting to go down, the ball's in my left hand, I just got to get it out of bounds or to the line of scrimmage, boom.
He's already thrown a touchdown that way.
And then he tried to get it back to the right hand, and then it was in no hands, and Zolak's trying to tell me, oh, that's an incomplete pass on the TV broadcast, and I'm like, Zoe, are you watching? Have you ever heard of empty hand? When the empty hand comes forward, it was a classic case of his hand was empty when it came forward.
He was too busy talking to, let's see, who was there? Perillos, Perry, the McCordys, Bobby Flay,
Guy Fieri. I do like the McCordys, though. The McCordys do a nice job.
Tom Brady, Brian Hoyer. How many people appeared on the broadcast Friday night?
It's busy. It was busy. You had that interesting Brian Hoyer, Tom Brady interview on the sideline there. That was kind of interesting. But any concerns about Drake May? This was a questionable decision. Not the whole game. I actually liked the runs. I thought he chose to run and slide very nicely.
He's so smooth on the runs, Andy. He's so smooth. He looks like when he is set free, whether it is either a designed run or it's him quickly surveying the pocket, realizing getting out and staying alive as a passer is not his best option, and he darts off tackle or around the right side. He's just so fluid. He's still, even if people have been told by other players, defensive coordinators, their own secondary, like, hey, watch out, he's got a great stride and he's faster than you expect. He's still faster than I think a lot of people expect. And he's a little bit slippery too, and he's a very decisive runner. I really, really, really hope more design Drake Mays. Anyone who's like, oh no, you can't get him hurt. You heard Keefe rattle off on the midday show. The five leaders in quarterback yardage last year all went to the playoffs. I am fine with designed runs and efforts by Drake May to gain positive yardage or score on the ground. What I am slightly concerned about is him trying too hard or trying to do too much. And this goes, I think we have been beating this drum since the very first day we heard Josh McDaniels was being rehired as OC of the Patriots, which is, let McDaniels sort of rein you back in, try not to do too much, and slowly unfurl and release the playbook and what you want him to do. Because just like, it's a preseason game, guy. Don't worry about throwing that away. Dirt it, chuck it, eat it, whatever. But don't like try to like huck it out of bounds or make it. No hero ball. That's what I don't want, Andy. No hero ball.
So along those lines, I have a new comp for Drake May. I've adjusted it. It is no longer Josh Allen. Because I'm a little bit concerned he's not going to have the Josh Allen epiphany where Josh Allen kind of really stopped doing a lot of the stupid things and started playing big boy game manager quarterback in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure Drake's going to do that. So my new high-end comp, and you'll be happy, mm-hmm. It's a Hall of Famer. It's a Hall of Famer. It's a multiple-time MVP. It's a Super Bowl winner. I think the new comp is...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
John Elway.
No. He's not quite that good. I wish it was John Elway. It is...
Discount John Elway.
Brett Favre.
Oh, boy.
Brett Favre, from start to finish of his career, made great plays and made dumbass plays. Like, he never eliminated the dumb plays from his career. Even when he was at his best, he would make dumb plays, curious decisions, whatever. But
the Minnesota Vikings fans would like to remind you of one in particular.
When he was at his best, it was 10 great plays to one stupid play, right? Like, the ratio was good enough for him to be a high-level Hall of Fame Super Bowl contending quarterback. That's what I want Drake May to be. I don't want to take away, I don't want to castrate your playmaking ability, take away what makes you special athletically, and I don't think Josh McDaniels does either. He talked a little bit about that today down at Gillette when he and the assistant coaches were available. He was marveling at Drake May rushed for 400 and something yards last year without a single designed run. Almost like saying, imagine what he could do if we have a few designed runs in there and what he's going to be able to do.
And that was starting 2/3 of the season as well. If you actually factor that across the entire season, he would have run for about 700 yards again without a single designed run. I'm telling you, when he scoots and scampers, the sky is the limit. My question back to you, though, is, okay, so let's say he plays like a junior Favre.
Yeah.
He plays very Farvian.
I'll take it.
And it's 10 to 12 amazing plays per game with one like, what were you thinking? Maybe two bonehead plays a game.
Yep.
Would you rather take the 10 to 12 miraculous plays or would you rather he just eliminate the 1 to 2 boneheaded plays?
Well, I don't think it can be an either or. I think that's my point. I don't think you can get the good without the bad. If you want the good, but if you just try to make him a normal, traditional pocket passer, robot, just do what I effing tell you to do. Don't go off script. Don't run. Don't do. I think you take away who he is at his core. I don't think that's possible. So the best case scenario for me is you accept. Remember the famous Holmgren with they were mic'd up and Holmgren says to Favre something like, you done? You done? Are you done with those? Are we done with those so we can start playing real football again kind of situation? I think Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels will have that conversation with him at times, knowing that the payoff is good. Josh brought it up today. The Pop Douglas play in practice the other about a week and a half ago, whenever it was, where he rolled out, flicked it off his back foot for like 60 yards right into Pop Douglas's hands.
Yep, right over his left shoulder for a touchdown. Spectacular.
And Josh said, if I ever coached that out of him, that would be a mistake. Like, to take that away, like, you can't break the Black Stallion. You just got to try to rein him in just a little bit. And I think that's where this is going to go. And it just can't be too many of the turnovers. And I would also say he does those things under duress. So the more you support him with offensive line play, proven weapons, guys that can get open, a three-headed running back room that can make plays for him, the more you support him, I think the better chance you have of limiting the bad plays and him maximizing the good plays. So that's what I would say about Drake May. I think we are trending in a nice direction. It's just that final eliminate some of the real, real brain fart plays. And I think we can all agree, Mike Vrabel agreed, Drake May agreed, that fumble early in the game on Friday night was one of those true brain fart plays. Don't let it ever happen again.
Yeah, I mean, you heard when Dan Roach stumbled and stammered his way through like a 30-second preamble to get to it, and then Vrabel busts his balls before answering it, flat out calls it a bad decision.
Yeah.
Like, it just like, that's it. Like, he wasn't, you know, mollycoddling or, you know, kit gloving his quarterback after that game. Like, no. He was straight up like, no. That my quarterback did something dumb. That was a bad decision. There, just no two ways around it. And if you're going to have to live with all of that, that's fine. Josh will probably shake his head sometimes, and Josh will probably throw his clipboard up in the air. I think it's Vrabel who's going to be more upset, and Vrabel's going to have the hard time, because if you look at Drake May as, you know, the size of Josh Allen, plays like Favre, operates like a plus-level Tannehill, because obviously look what Arthur Smith and Mike Vrabel were able to get out of the Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry offense for years in Tennessee. Tannehill played pretty turnover averse. Like, there was not a lot of picks, not a lot of bad fumbles as well. So if you can sort of like stay to that stat line and improve upon it, then you don't draw the coach's ire. Then you get more leeway and more leash from your offensive coordinator, and the offense begins to grow. So long as the offensive line and whoever the hell is out there can hold their blocks for him.
617-779-7937, reacting to the mostly good 48-18 preseason debut from Friday night from Drake May, Will Campbell, and those New England Patriots under Mike Vrabel. But up next, we're going to hear from Drake May. His first Patriots Monday interview of the season, recorded just fresh off the hot practice fields of Foxborough moments ago. But first, Dan Ball, give us what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by In the Game Peabody. The Red Sox fell to the San Diego Padres in the rubber game of their series yesterday afternoon. The final score was 6-2. Boston has lost back-to-back games for the first time since July 21st and 22nd. The road trip continues tonight as the Red Sox open up a three-game series against the Houston Astros. First pitch is at 8:10. Garrett Crochet starts against Christian Javier, who is making his season debut after recovering from Tommy John surgery. You can listen to the game on WEEI.com. FM 93.7, and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 7:10, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the series. From earlier this afternoon, the Red Sox called up left-handed pitcher Giovanni Moran from AAA Worcester. He had a 3.44 ERA in 18 and a third innings since returning from Tommy John surgery. Also, catcher Ali Sanchez, whom the Red Sox claimed off waivers from the Blue Jays, will be active for tonight's game. Two additional roster moves are expected. The Patriots beat the Washington Commanders 48-18 in their preseason opener at Gillette. New England returned to the practice field today for a session that was closed to the public. The Patriots head to Minnesota for joint practices with the Vikings on Wednesday and Thursday. They play the Vikings on the road on Saturday afternoon. The Celtics waived power forward Miles Norris on Sunday night, opening up a two-way contract slot. And the New England Revolution beat DC United 2-0 on Saturday at Gillette Stadium. It's the Great Game Card Giveaway at In the Game Peabody. Just walk in and ask for the GCG and get a free $25 game card. No purchase, no cash. Now through August 17th only at In the Game. Haven't visited in a while? Now's the time. Restrictions apply. One per guest. See store for details. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.